from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Doesn't seem to matter what I do.
This is Ken Barkley of You Better You Bet on Dirt and Spray.
What's the play?
The man who doesn't play when it comes to sports betting.
You know what? I like money. You know what? I don't like jokes.
Ken Barkley is here to stop Dirt and Spray from making questionable decisions.
Are you serious?
Ken Barkley on 1080 The Fan.
It's so good. Nom, 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 nom.
Let's do this final hour. Dirt and Spray on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank
well
you.
Well done. Well done.
He needed an open.
He needs an open.
And I, you know, Ken is a unique name. It's not as popular. You don't hear a lot of Kens anymore.
No, you don't.
You know, there was a huge movie and song created around a Ken doll, and I thought, yeah, this kind of fits.
Kind of fits. Ken Barkley at Lockie Lockerson on Twitter. Good morning, Ken. What do you think of your new open?
I do resemble Ryan Gosling in a lot of ways. So I think I'm pretty on board with the old Ken song. That was good. We mixed in all the classics. I have to ask you though, like how many drops total? Because you know, you use like 5, like use the best of the best, right? That's the idea. Whenever you create an open like this is the problem with having someone on who does like the same job as we all understand how this works. So use like the best 5. How many total do you have on the board?
So we actually, I actually went through this yesterday. We have made a grave mistake. I feel like given us 4 more in the last just 2 weeks.
We haven't pulled them.
I know. I've been on fire. I'm great.
And they've not been pulled. So right now on our board, we only have 6. So I use like 5 of the 6.
There were, I think, 4 in the open that I counted at least. We also have this one.
I'm not like a dirty person.
I didn't know where to put that. And then like musically, can I just tell you, you don't care, but I'll tell you anyway. That took me 2 hours to make.
No, it didn't.
100%.
Now I almost feel bad.
So do I.
You better give us some winners, Ken. All right. Give us some locks. Okay.
I dropped some gems at whatever the Silicon Valley conference you guys were at last week, whatever that was.
That was
great stuff in there.
That was the highlight of our run with you.
You
want to
know?
I'm not
going
to lie to you, buddy. That was wonderful.
So can you?
Did people complain to you? What did people say?
We got dirty looks. You were on speakers, and everybody was listening to what you were saying, and everybody was there for this big tech, you know, summit or whatever it was, and we got looks.
ChipCon or whatever. Right. Yeah.
We were getting looks.
The funny thing is, Ken, our Odyssey Sports Twitter account, we had somebody that represents it in here a few months ago, and I said like, hey, we're not a lot of Portland tweets coming from that account. Like, okay, very duly noted. Still never got any tweets. We finally got an Odyssey Sports tweet, and it was because we were at that event. And we have 3 local shows, and there were only 2 photos, and they were not of us being there. And I went,
you sullied the name of the conference. I sullied the name of it. And as a reward, you made me an open. So that's good. Good incentivizer.
We were locked out from the social media pub.
We were.
The open kind of distracted me from my normal random question, so I'm going to then ask it now 3 minutes into the interview. Is there an Olympic event that we could drop Ken Barkley into? We know you're not going to win, but that you just wouldn't totally embarrass yourself. Like, if Ken Barkley had to look halfway decent at an Olympic event in the Summer Olympics, what event would he choose?
Oh, man. I'm sure people have an answer that they think is good, but I bet isn't. Like, I'm sure somebody's like, oh, well, like, I could do, like, the, you know, the 200 meters or something because I can run okay. It'd be like, well, yeah, you'll come in dead last by 8 seconds. Like, yeah. Does that count? Does that count as, like, respectable? Like, because I would just say, like, I'm thinking about the Olympic events. Like, I play golf, but I don't play golf like Scottie Scheffler plays golf, so it's not really the same. But, I mean, I would, like, I would play. I'd finish the round. You know? Like, it wouldn't be ridiculous.
Shoot a 92 something, you know?
I guess that's the answer. Whereas, I mean, some of the stuff, it's like, oh, you can do skateboarding. I took a snowboarding lesson one time and broke my wrist in the first hour. And so, like, no, I could not do the skateboarding. Like, that's actually a hard – like, skateboarding is somehow a hard no, and golf is, like, a yes. Which doesn't make sense because you're like, well, one's a skateboard and one seems way tougher than that. I mean, I play tennis, but, like, if I played Alcaraz, I mean, honestly, people would probably show up to watch that because it would be so ridiculous.
Like a pros Alcaraz, versus Joes.
Alcaraz would start playing, like, with his feet or something and just see if he could do it. He would just walk on his hands, like, volleying at the net against me. That'd be kind of cool. Like, hey, what does it look like when a huge loser plays the best person in the world? What does it look like when that happens? Yeah, some kind of normal sport. Like, I think people like to pick the track and field ones because they seem basic, but, like, you practice that thing like 10 million times in order to be able to, like, I did long jump one time in fifth grade and I was like a pudgy fifth grader and I did long jump. And I mean, it would be like if you just like started running and then just like did a normal jump forward, like that's what it would look like. It's like these guys, I mean, it's, you know, they're like defying the laws of gravity. They like don't even land on their backside. They like rotate as they land to get even more distance. And with me, it's just, you know, if you were trying to hop across a puddle, if you were crossing the street or something, that would be my long term. I guess golf and tennis because I play them. But okay. I don't know. What did you guys come up with? What did you?
Well, we kind of did like our safe places. I said the best chance, and I wouldn't be very good like whatsoever. 3-on-3 basketball. Like I grew up playing that. That's basically all I play at this point.
Like, stand in the corner. I'll knock down a jump shot.
I'll get one three, right. Hurrying back to the
Jimmer Fredette. Yeah, like you're gonna be like beat Jimmer Fredette off the dribble. Like that's happening.
Probably not.
Yeah. Our producer chose kayaking. He thinks he can land off of a 10-foot drop in kayaking and be okay. Which I don't believe.
Really?
But that's what he claimed.
That looks really dangerous. Like that stuff is crazy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Kayak, and I'm like, no way.
Yes.
No, not even close.
A 10-foot drop to it terrifies me. And then I chose target shooting because I feel like I'm not winning and I'm not hitting the middle, but could I like nick the corner maybe with a bullet from 30
feet?
Would
just be fun. Be like, well, which one would I just like to try because it seems fun?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, like I'm just standing there shooting a gun. I don't have to do anything really that athletic. Like, I think I can handle that.
Right. Yeah, nailed it. Right.
The problem with that answer, though, Ken, is he doesn't own a gun.
No.
So,
no,
I don't know why he would choose
shooting. So the recoil would, like, hit him in the face. Yeah. And they show it, like, Mike Tirico would lead the nightly coverage with it. Be like, tonight, from Paris, this loser hits himself in the face in the shooting event. And be like, a dark day for America on a Wednesday night.
R.I.P. to one of our athletes. Yeah.
We gave you credit earlier in the show, Ken, because we get excited for Thursdays. I genuinely, we enjoy having you on to just not only pick your brain. You gave us the first half over in the Hall of Fame game, but we gave you credit earlier because last year you told us something that we didn't really consider, and it was a sneaky good point of, you know, there is something to getting preseason action here, and like some of these teams have absolute rust. It was announced this morning that Buffalo is going to play Josh Allen in the offense an entire quarter. I think Andy Reid said something very similar of the Chiefs. We know Caleb Williams is going to make his debut on Saturday. Jaden Daniels is going to make his debut. Bryce Young, as awful as he was, nope, he doesn't need to play in the preseason. And just kind of how you're evaluating this now that I think more, maybe it's gone the other way. Maybe we see more teams give their starters a little more seasoning, even if it's just one game in the preseason, than absolutely zero in the preseason.
Yeah, it's been an ongoing discussion with the teams. Like, forget even what I think about it. You just listen to what they say in the press conferences after week one. Last year, it was a big discussion. We spent a bunch of time on this on our show because if you go back, like, the short preseason has only been around for a couple of years. So you don't, you know, they used to play, whatever, four games or five games. Now they play one fewer. And so there's even less time for your starters to play. And a lot of teams took the approach of, well, we're just not going to play the quarterback. Like, it's three games. We don't care. He's not playing. And so each of the last 2 years, you've seen more than a quarter of the starting quarterbacks just not play. I think it was like 9 last year, maybe, or 8. And it was about the same the year before, except something really remarkable that happened was a couple of years ago, I think it was, you had two games where week one of the regular season, where two teams had quarterbacks that hadn't played at all in the preseason. They were like coming in cold and they were facing each other. Both those games went under. And then, as in, there was not a lot of scoring, which I think makes sense to people. And then you had a bunch of quarterbacks who didn't play in the preseason face quarterbacks who did. So one kind of was rustier than the other, if you want to look at it. And basically all the quarterbacks that didn't play, almost all of them didn't cover, and they all played worse than they normally do. So then we go into last year, and it's like, well, okay, that's kind of weird. And you didn't have the, like, 100% type thing that you had the year before. But, I mean, even teams that won, like the Eagles beat the Patriots in week one last year in a very rock fight, low-scoring, clunky kind of a game, a lot of field goals. And Jalen Hurts, even after the game, was like, I didn't play in the preseason. Like, I sucked. Like, it was like, because that happened. And so it's going to be really funny this year. Like, teams definitely have to know this on some level. So it's, what's the right amount to play your guys to at least get them, like, some game action, so the first quarter isn't a preseason game when you get to the regular season. Like, the first quarter of week one, you know, becomes a preseason game in that, but you're trying to get the rust out and everything. So we know Rodgers isn't going to play the entire preseason. It also seems really likely Justin Herbert isn't going to play in the preseason because he's hurt right now. There are a few other quarterbacks where it's like, we think we're not going to see them. Lamar Jackson almost never plays in the preseason, so that would be another one. It's kind of funny to track this stuff now, and it's almost a relief if you like a team this year, especially if you like them in week one. You want to see them, like, can we at least get, like, a couple drives in here? Can we at least get some action? Kirk Cousins, I think, isn't going to play in the preseason. They play the Steelers in week one, and you know the Steelers quarterbacks are going to get a ton, if it's Fields especially. Yeah. I mean, he's going to play every game because Russell Wilson's hurt right now. So it's been an interesting dynamic to follow, and I would encourage people to definitely keep track of just, like, who's a no-show. And maybe just in week one, maybe they're kind of a bad idea, fantasy, DFS, everything else.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Yeah, and on an underrated note of that, too, is we always launch our survivor pools, and so that's another one to keep an eye on if a team played or didn't play, guys, because week one is so random, and you get those weird losses where you're like, how did that team lose to that team? But this could right. be a big part of it. I'm curious, Ken, you were so big on Michigan last year, and they cheated their way to a national championship. Are you diving into college football? Like, are you there with college football yet? Are you diving into futures? Are you diving into conference stuff? Like, I see a lot of takes thrown out. There's odds out on, you know, who's going to make the 12-team playoff. Like, a lot of that stuff is at the forefront of minds. Are you in there? Are you there with college football yet?
Can I piggyback on that and let you answer? But also, like, if they vacate, I think, do you send me salmon?
Vacate. We get the salmon back. We get a yeah. What do we think? If a vacate happens,
if they vacate, I vacate this interview. You that's what'll happen. So you can try to get the basket back.
It's over. Yeah. Well, he knows where you live, so he's just going to show up and grab the basket, leave it on the porch.
Yeah. I'll put a sign out on my front porch. Go away. As you try to zoom in, so. Stop calling. No one's here. New phone, who dis? What are we, the college football? Oh, yeah. So,
yeah, just, are you diving in yet? Are you there?
Yeah, so I mean, I am, but so here's, like, this is actually a really, really big nuisance for me this season. So think about it. Like, my whole thing is I try to figure out who's going to win the title, like, before the year, during the playoffs. Like, that's my whole deal. And I think I'm really good at it. I think it's of all the things that I'm good at in betting, I think this is one of the things that I'm the best at. And, you know, we came on, we did the Panthers before, right? That's like one of those things. Michigan, we did one of those things. The problem now is when you change all the rules about who gets to make it and how the format of the playoffs works and all this stuff, and there are buys now and campuses are going to host playoff games. That's never happened before. When you change all the rules, it's like, all right, well, I can't be confident in anything that I think going into the, we've never seen this playoff. And what I mean is, if you expand the playoff and you have buys and you have home sites and all this stuff, I don't know what a champion is going to be. Are we going to get random winners more now? I don't know if, I don't think so, but it's possible. A team could get hot. You have to win more games. There's more likelihood of a good team sustaining an injury. That's definitely true.
Yeah.
With like, you know, Georgia or Ohio State or one of the top teams, like they got to play more games to get to the end. You risk the possibility of, you know, kind of like how the NFL playoffs work, honestly. So I still think you're going to get a really good winner a lot of the time. But I think in the four-team playoff, the old way, which we had for, what, 8 years, 10 years, whatever it was, you were, like, it was the best team, and it was really easily identifiable, and they only had to play two games, and they were neutral sites, and you had a month before the first game. So it was, like, so stable, you could just lock in on one team that you really liked or two teams that you really liked. That was going to be the winner, like, almost every single year. I don't know if this is going to be like that. It might be. But I'm kind of really – this is the sport this year that I'll be the most cautious with. Because it would be like, hey, the NCAA tournament in March, now it's 300 teams and you play a best of five. It's like, well, what? Well, like, I can't use the same stuff anymore. Right. Like, I can't, like, it's going to be totally different. So, look, consensus, everyone thinks Georgia's the best team. I'm sure everyone's right. But does that matter as much as it used to? Last year, it probably would have mattered more. Maybe Georgia was a much more likely winner. Now, with all the rules and the conferences realigning, the schedules are going to be brutal. For some of these teams, more likelihood of injury, more likelihood of losses could get crazy. So maybe it's big prices, teams to make the playoff. I think when teams lose early in the season, a good strategy would be to buy them, because in college football, usually you lose early, it's over. And in this season, I think you're going to have like four lost teams make it and three lost, because it's like they're playing an NFL schedule now. And a 9-3 team could really be the best team in the country. That's totally possible. So they're going to be buy points for teams where maybe those didn't exist before. So just a few thoughts as we go in.
You said last time that you had struggled to identify that team in the NFL. I feel like I think I know where you're at, having listened to a few of your shows this week already. I'm leaning Green Bay, but there's still a lot of time to make decisions on that kind of stuff. I'm curious how Hard Knocks impacts your feelings towards everybody jumping on Chicago, and is there like wiggle room to be the opposite? And then also IU can San Francisco, if they are to lose him, and it feels like they're going to, how massive that is with the Niners' futures.
Yeah, so we kind of knock these out really quickly. The Bears stuff, look, they're almost certainly going to be better. I mean, they have to be better than the last couple of years, like by rule. They have to be better than the last couple of years, definitely better than last year. But how much better? Market expects playoffs as like the last seed and 9 wins, something like that. And I think when you have a rookie quarterback and you have a pretty proven terrible coach. This guy's coached for a while, Eberflus. He hasn't been very good basically ever. And the idea that he's just going to show up now with a big team is kind of facts, not in evidence. So rookie quarterback, that coach, playoffs doesn't really seem like a 3-point thing that makes any sense. So I don't like them to make. I bet them to miss. I do think 8-9 wins is like totally achievable though. So it's not that they're going to be number one pick again or something like that, but just the idea, I think miss is way more likely than make. And I think it's probably they miss the playoffs, they fire him, and then they get a pretty good coach. And then next year it's like sky's the limit, because you have guys, second year quarterback leap, first year coach, ton of talent. I mean, that team could challenge, you know, Green Bay or Detroit maybe in a couple of years, but it's not going to be this year probably. Ayuk. Yeah, I mean, if he leaves, it's a big deal. He's awesome. Passing offense is a really, really strong predictor of how many games you win. And if Brandon Ayuk is not on a team, their passing offense is going to be worse. It's just going to be, especially if they replace him with nothing or with, you know, Kendrick Bourne or something like that, even though I know that trade's not going to happen. So it matters. They're going to win fewer games if he's not on the team. Depending on the team he goes to, maybe that team wins more games, but that team might stink. You don't know. If it's the Steelers, they never throw the ball with Arthur Smith. So, like, maybe he helps a lot, but I think it's more that it just hurts the Niners a lot. Team to win the Super Bowl, the most likely, like, just probability, the most likely team to win is Kansas City. Like, I'll freely admit that. They are the most likely team to win, but I might not even give them a really high chance. I think it's really spread out among a lot of different teams. And I think what you're alluding to is that on our show, I think there's a really good chance the Jets are better than people think, and that because of all the extra off-the-field stuff, it's kind of clouding the idea that the team was basically the best defensive team in the league last year. It was Cleveland or them, and the offense was a disaster because the guy who's supposed to kind of run it all didn't play at all, and now he's going to play hypothetically every game. That offense with the number one, number two defense should mean they're very good. It just should mean that. And I don't think that's a crazy opinion, and it's still met with like a lot of derision from a lot of people because Aaron Rodgers is a lightning rod, right? We got vaccine jokes, and he's like yelling at Garrett Wilson and his political takes and ayahuasca and whatever. Like, I don't care. Like, it started Tim Boyle in games last year. Like, come on, number one defense and Rodgers. Like, can everyone at least understand like how you could get to that opinion?
Yeah,
that they would be really good. So just don't be surprised if they're actually like one seed good. They don't have to be. It can fall apart again. But I think that is in kind of their ceiling, and I don't think a lot of teams have that same ceiling.
It is funny. I mean, they won seven games last year with a MILF hunter at quarterback in half their season. I mean, seven.
Tim Boyle started a lot of those games.
They won seven games last year. It's not. It doesn't make any sense. You think back to how bad the Jets, you know, in your memory of how bad they looked, it's like they had to have been a 4-5 win team. You're like, they were almost .500 last year in a kind of tough division where Miami was 11-6 and Buffalo was 11-6. At Lockie Locker on Twitter, you better you bet. Catch it out or check it out. Any locks tonight for Thursday night preseason? You gave us a winner. You're 1-0 in preseason football. Do you got any final closing locks for tonight?
Oh man, I like stuff tomorrow.
Okay, I'll take a tomorrow lock.
Whenever the Texans play, I like them if it's still less than three. I like the Dolphins plus 2.5 if that's still the number.
Okay.
I think those are tomorrow and Saturday. Tonight's really tough. I don't know how – this is one of those things where, like, then it's going to happen. I don't know how the Patriots don't win by 900 the way the quarterback depth charts are in this game. The Panthers are playing, like, quarterbacks I've never heard of the whole time. Because Young's not playing and Dalton's hurt.
Right.
So, like, you're literally already on, like, the college guy who has upside to start the game. Like, that's what you've got. And the Patriots, it's like Brissett for a while, Drake May for a while, like Bailey Zappi, who started like 15 games. Like, they're all playing. So if you wonder why the Patriots are favored by so much, that's why. And I just, every time I look at it, I just go, like, how the hell are the Panthers doing anything? And they don't even care about the game. They're not playing Bryce Young.
Right.
Like, they've signaled their intention
right.
by not playing him. So this is one of those where it's just like, the market knows that. Like, please don't bet the Patriots for that reason. But every time I look at it, I just go, they're going to win by like 20. Like, is that really going to happen? So I'm not betting it. Like, Mark, they're a huge favorite for a good reason. But every time I stare at that game, I'm just like, I don't know how the Panthers are going to be competitive. I can't wait to see how it happens.
There you go. Some good locks to close it up. Thanks as always, Ken. We'll catch up again next Thursday.
Sounds good. Love the open. Great there you work.
Go. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.